Little Gadsden Drama Club presents A Nice Cup of Tea, the third part of Extraordinary Women, a play for radio by Tricia Wood. It is the day of the county show. Sarah Parsons is working on her laptop in the tea tent when she's interrupted by the arrival of Emma Bright Biggs.
Oh, it's you, Sarah. Where is everybody?
Oh, hi, Emma. The rush ended about half an hour ago. I thought I'd make a start on a report I have to finish by Wednesday.
Wasn't Pat Lowe supposed to be helping you?
She's gone off somewhere to see if she can get a signal for her mobile.
Pat's got a mobile?
Apparently Derek got it for her birthday. Oh, damn. Sorry, Emma. It's this wretched laptop.
I know just what you mean. Whenever I use the one in James's study, something always seems to go wrong. I'll be in the middle of typing something when the words just disappear off the page into thin air. Whoosh!
I'm in Brussels on Monday, so I won't get much done then.
I've always wondered where the words go. Do you think there's a magic world full of lost words?
Sorry?
Like the lost boys in Peter Pan.
Next week is a real headache. I like to be in Brussels from at least Monday to Wednesday, but I've got to be in Birmingham, of all places, on Tuesday. So I'll have to fly back late on Monday night and get the train up on Tuesday. Or I suppose I could fly straight to Birmingham. Then on Wednesday, I've got an area board meeting in Munich.
You do lead an exciting life.
Sometimes I wish I could just be a simple housewife and could take up a hobby like cake making. Oh, sorry, Emma. I didn't mean to suggest that...
What was that, Sarah?
Are you all right, Emma? Have you lost something? I put a black handbag under that table. It's not yours, is it?
I'm looking for Jemima. You haven't seen her, have you, Sarah?
I don't think so.
I was only in the big marquee for 5 minutes. There are some lovely craft exhibits. Did you see that papier-mâché peacock?
I haven't really had a chance to do the rounds. I was on a conference call most of the morning and I've been serving teas in here since then.
It had wonderful colours, just like a rainbow. Jemima! Jemmy? I know you're hiding in here somewhere.
Do you think it was a good idea to bring her?
I had to, Sarah. James is very good, but he doesn't seem able to cope with 7 children and a hamster.
Oh, here's Pat. Perhaps she'll be able to help. Did you manage to get a signal, Pat?
I did, thank you.
We can't even get a proper signal at home, unless you go out into the garden and stand on one leg under a tree.
I didn't have to do that. Derek was pleased I'd called.
Oh, you were calling Derek.
It's a good job I did. The poor dear was in a bit of a state. He's planning a surprise for when I get home.
What sort of surprise?
That's the trouble. It isn't a surprise anymore.
I love surprises.
I don't. I prefer to know what's happening to me. I like to plan, you see. That's part of the fun.
I'm with Emma on this one, Pat.
We're having steak for supper tonight.
That's nice.
We planned it, you see. We plan all our meals at least a week in advance.
Lucky you. More often than not, I just slap something in the microwave.
Only apparently, Derek isn't content to do it the way we've always done.
The steak?
I don't know what's got into him. I'm out for one day, not even a whole day either, and he starts getting ideas into his head. He's doing fruit salad.
When?
Tonight. That was his surprise. He'd gone and bought all the fruit, poor love.
I wish James would give me a surprise.
He has these grand ideas and then can't carry them through.
I'm afraid you've lost me, Pat.
What made him get a mango in the first place is beyond me. He's always told me he doesn't like mangoes. Nasty slippery things, he calls them.
Have you looked behind that pile of boxes, Emma?
She's so naughty. I think I know where she'll be. Back in a jiff.
Poor Emma. She does have her hands full, doesn't she? Mind you, what she's doing bringing a guinea pig, or is it a hamster, with her to the county show, I just don't know.
She's brought a hamster?
Jemima.
Jemima isn't a hamster, Sarah. She's Emma's little girl, her eldest.
Oh, Lord, what must she think of me? I was so casual about it. She must be out of her mind with worry.
What am I going to do with Derek? You'd think a man who'd reached 70 would know how to stone a mango.
What was that about mangoes, Pat?
Derek was planning a surprise for Pat, only it isn't a surprise anymore.
Oh.
The poor love doesn't know how to deal with a mango.
I'm not sure Bernard would even know what a mango looks like. Did I tell you his latest? While I was having my nails done on Monday...
Did they recommend that lovely pink nail varnish, Rosemary? Have you seen Rosemary's nail varnish, Sarah?
I'd made this really nice chicken and ham pie for supper. I thought we'd have it with some mange too and new potatoes. I bought those ready prepared. I can't be bothered with all that faffing about. Anyway, all Bernard had to do was to heat the pie in the oven. You'd think he'd be able to manage that, wouldn't you?
Derek's very good at heating things up.
I even left him a note. Put pie in oven at 5:30, it said.
Did he forget? Derek forgot to defrost a chicken once. We had to have sausages.
Oh, he put it in the oven all right. The trouble is, that's all he did. He didn't think to switch the wretched thing on. And then, would you believe it, he tried to blame me. He had the nerve to say I hadn't told him. I ask you, and this, a man who ran his own business. Oh, hello, Emma.
Have you found her, Emma?
Not yet. She can't have gone far.
Are you looking for Jean?
Emma's lost her daughter.
I'm not really worried. Jemima's always running off and hiding. It's just that it's time to give Dolly Diddledums her medicine. Back in a mo.
Where is Jean?
I thought she'd be in here. You know how she likes to supervise the cutting of the cake. Portion control, she calls it.
I can't be bothered with all that.
I shouldn't let Jean hear you say that, Sarah. She brings a ruler with her to check.
Fiona's in pink today. Very summery.
Fiona?
Fiona Bruce, from County.
The trail's getting warmer. I've found Mr. Pongs.
Mr. Pongs?
Jemima's teddy. We've called him that ever since he fell in the lavatory when Jemmy was 3.
I hope you gave him a good wash, Emma.
I put him in the washing machine. He went through the whole cycle.
Derek dropped a biro into the lavatory once. I wouldn't let him use it again.
Do you want any help, Emma?
Oh, don't worry. She'll turn up. She always does.
It's very quiet, isn't it? I think we might as well pack up. I shouldn't think we'll have any more customers.
I've washed up the cups.
Where have you put them, Sarah?
Oh, in the box they came in. Oh, by the way, there's some leftover cake on the table.
Let's have a look. Oh, I'm not surprised nobody fancied that one. What's it meant to be?
It's date and treacle.
It looks a bit of an abomination to me. Oh, it's not one of yours, Pat.
I did bring it as a matter of fact.
I don't suppose either of you has any idea what the GNP of Germany is.
The GN what?
Gross National Product. I'm writing this report comparing key industries in EU countries, only I've left some of my notes at home.
Well, it's no good asking me. I've never understood what the EU does.
Derek is the man you should be asking about that. He's very knowledgeable, you know. He used to answer all the questions on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He didn't even have to phone a friend.
You should have got him to go on, Pat. He might have won a million.
He would be far too shy to go on television, poor love. He gets nervous if he has to pay the milkman.
Who did make this cake, Pat?
Didn't I tell you? It was Derek's entry in the village show last February. I put it in the freezer. He didn't win.
On a tea break, are we? What on earth is that?
Pat's Derek made it.
Is that right?
Derek's very handy in the kitchen, Jean.
You don't say.
He's making a fruit salad for us to have for pudding tonight. It was meant to be a surprise, only he didn't know how to deal with a mango.
Didn't I see you talking to Fiona, Jean?
Fiona?
Fiona Bruce.
I believe I might have passed the time of day with her.
She did say she would try to drop by for a cup of tea. She didn't look in, did she, Sarah?
I didn't think so.
She was probably too busy staring at that computer contraption to notice.
Sarah's done all the washing up, Jean.
You haven't bumped into Emma on your travels here, have you, Jean?
I don't bump into people, Madam President. Some of us look where we are going.
Emma's lost her little girl.
She's always mislaying one or other of that great brood of hers. Anyway, as I was saying, I was minding my own business when suddenly this enormous woman in a pink frock comes sailing round the corner and bangs straight into me.
Who was that, Jean?
That Mrs. Fiona Bruce.
Fiona's not fat, Jean. She goes to aerobic classes.
Good for her. I could do with getting down to the gym myself. These power lunches certainly pile on the pounds.
They do it properly, you know. Fiona told me they wear leotards.
I'm surprised she can get one big enough.
Derek wanted to take up judo once. I didn't encourage him, though. I mean, just imagine all the washing. Mind you, we only had a twin tub then.
I told her a few home truths.
Told who?
Fiona Bruce.
Oh.
About the judging.
You're not still going on about that, are you, Jean?
Some things have to be said. If you're going to have a competition, you need to have a competent judge.
Gudrun Postlethwaite has judged before, Jean.
Gudrun? What sort of name is that?
I'd hate to be a judge at one of these shows. You can't win.
All she was interested in was getting into the refreshment tent to claim her free bread roll and a cup of coffee. She hardly looked at our entry.
We came third, didn't we?
Did you see what came second? A dog turd.
A what?
You heard. A dog turd.
I think I must have missed that.
You couldn't miss it, Pat. It was there, right in the middle of the exhibit.
Oh, I remember the one. It was a woodland scene, wasn't it?
I thought it was really pretty. Those leaves were very realistic.
How can you say something is pretty when there's a great dog turd in the middle of it?
I think it was meant to be a tree stump, Jean.
Well, you could have fooled me.
There were some really pretty flowers. I think they were made of paper.
If you ask me, it should have been disqualified.
Disqualified? Why?
If there had been a competent judge, it would have been. That's what I told your Mrs. Bruce. And do you know what she said? Only that this Mrs. Gudrun Postlethwaite will be judging later this year at our show. I ask you, what are you doing with that thing, Patlow?
I expect she's calling Derek.
He isn't answering. Oh dear, he's probably doing it right now.
Doing what, Pat?
Chopping the bananas. They'll go brown if he does them too soon.
I expect he knows that.
Derek can get overexcited when he's looking forward to something. He got quite ill once waiting for Countdown to start.
That's the trouble when you let County start throwing their weight about. Anyway, I gave it to her straight.
I hope you weren't rude, Jean.
I'm never rude, Madam President. I just reminded her of the rules for the competition. They were quite explicit. You aren't supposed to exceed a certain size. Now, where's that tape measure? That's what the rules say. I thought something like this might happen, which is why I brought this with me.
What did Fiona say then?
Oh, she tried to brush it off. If you ask me, she's probably in cahoots with the judge.
You can't say that, Jean.
Who was it who won then? I'll tell you, her home institute. That's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Jean's right. If County take the trouble to publish rules, people should stick to them.
Thank you, Sarah. And do you know what that Mrs. Bruce said? A few inches doesn't make any difference. I nearly said to her that looking at her in that pink frock, a few inches makes the world of difference.
Jean!
But I bit my tongue.
Here's Emma. Any luck?
I found Dolly Diddledums.
You haven't found Jemima?
She'll be asleep somewhere, I expect. She does that, little monkey. I'm always finding her curled up behind the sofa with the dog.
Well, I think it's time we did something. I tell you what, let's form a search party and comb the whole site.
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea. Trust Sarah to know what to do.
She might be a big, successful businesswoman, but she doesn't know how to serve a cherry Genoa. I was watching her. The slices were far too big.
Now, Emma, where were you when you last saw her?
I was looking at the craft exhibit. Did you see that wonderful woodland scene? It was really lovely. All these leaves and flowers.
Not to mention the dog turd.
Don't start going on about that again, Jean.
Oh, Jean hasn't stepped in one, has she? I hate it when one of the children does that.
It was part of the exhibit.
Look, why don't we all go in different directions? We can start at the perimeter and work inwards.
It's a pity Derek isn't here. We could have borrowed his compass. He always takes his compass with him when he goes for a walk.
What on earth does he do that for?
He likes to know which way is north, I think.
We ought to check the first aid tent.
Oh, you don't think she might be hurt?
It's the sort of place one might take a missing child.
Someone ought to stay here and look after the tea things, just in case anyone comes in. In case you've forgotten, we're supposed to be serving tea.
I'll hold the fort, Jean. I need to try Derek again.
Come on. feel rather guilty.
I don't know how you can drive that great thing.
We found her, Pat. Emma's ever so relieved.
You were quick.
I thought I'd grab the opportunity of putting my laptop in the car.
The Rolls-Royce.
It's not a Rolls-Royce, Jean. It's actually a Daimler. I didn't really want it, only it comes with the job, you see. Roger said if I didn't want to drive it, he would. Anyway, when we got to the car park, I discovered that I hadn't locked the car. And when I looked in, who do you think I found curled up on the back seat, fast asleep?
You're Roger?
Not Roger. Little Jemima.
Jemima. What sort of name is that for a child?
She looked so peaceful. I didn't want to wake her.
Where is she now?
Still in the car. Emma stayed with her, so she'll be there when she wakes up.
So that's that then. Crisis over. Only if you ask me, if that Emma had had her wits about it, it would never have happened in the first place.
Rosemary, what's the matter?
Quick, is the urn still on? We should have some Earl Grey tea bags somewhere.
Earl Grey? We don't do Earl Grey.
I bought a few bags with me, just in case.
Just in case of what?
Well, she told me once how she likes to have a cup of Earl Grey in the afternoon.
We've never done Earl Grey.
I think Rosemary said she had brought some with her, Jean.
I heard what she said.
She'll be with us in less than 5 minutes.
Who will?
Fiona. Fiona Bruce from County.
Oh, her.
We haven't sold all the cake, have we? I expect Mrs. Bruce would like a slice of cake with her tea.
Isn't there some of Derek's cake left?
That will do for her.
I tell you what, after all the excitement we've had this afternoon, we could all do with a nice cup of tea.
That was A Nice Cup of Tea by Tricia Wood. Sarah was played by Susanna Fraser. Emma by Anne Isherwood. Pat by Nan Newbury. Rosemary by Julie McCarthy. And Jean by Beatrix Hopkins. Technical production was by Gary Alderson and Paul Roxon, and the play was directed by Patrick Isherwood. This has been a Little Gadsden Drama Club presentation.